surging brass, soaring reeds, driving rain in syncopation. The muster room jumped. The Count and his boys cranked it, Annie Laurie now, up-tempo and grandly Gaelic. The room broiled. Steam heat fights cold L.A. winter. Dance once a year cops dance tonight, and overdid it. They quaffed table booze and tossed their dates willy-nilly. The Count observed, "White folks were circus clowns." This confirmed it. Dudley watched. He had a side table and a cracked-for-air window. He wore his army dress uniform. Claire wore a Kelly green frock. The Archbishop played to her. J.J. Cantwell liked women. He observed his vows and properly abstained. Monsignor Joe Hayes ignored Claire. She converted. It proved her inauthentic. He reluctantly served as her confessor. Women repulsed Monsignor Joe. He liked boys. He contravened his vows and indulged his bent. Father Coughlin liked raw discourse. His trinity was booze, slander, and foment. He loathed the Reds and the Kikes. He played to the nuns at St. Vibbs and sundered them with hate tracts. He lived to sway souls and spawn discontent. A waiter restocked the table. He bowed and laid out scotch, gin, and ice. The waiters were county jail trustees. Claire freshened drinks. The clerics lit cigarettes and imbibed. The Archbishop ogled Claire. Monsignor Joe ogled the waiter. Father Charles doodled up a napkin. He drew swastikas dripping blood. Dudley adjusted his sling. His left arm had sustained multiple shiv wounds. Tong intrigue, most likely. He was allied with Uncle Ace Kwan and Hop Sing. Said alliance might have spawned rival Tong enmity. Said Shivman would soon be, sternly, rebuked. Claire shared her morphine. It facilitated his rapid recovery. Her love for him outweighed her habit. The drug salved pain and rendered the world elegiac. It granted noblesse oblige. It deadened his recent failures. He hatched war profit schemes. Ace Kwan assisted him. They all went bluey. He chased a heroin stash in Baja. Mike Bruning, Dick Carlisle, and Hideo Ishida assisted. That went bluey. It was Captain Carlos Medrano's stash. Medrano and the Mex Stades interdicted the Smith cartel. A Jap sub fiasco played in. He planted nitro in Medrano's car and blew up El Capitan. It was small recompense. Father Coughlin knew Medrano's replacement. Jose Vasquez Cruz was anti-Red and anti-Jew, but less overtly fascista. Baja bodes again now. Police Sergeant Smith as Army Captain Smith. He'll meet Vasquez Cruz and perhaps seek to suborn him. Baja bodes as opportunity reborn. Count Basie kicked off a Latin-tinged ballad. Claire squeezed his good arm. Let's dance, mi corazón. The sling curtailed movement. Dudley let Claire help him up and lead him. She cradled his bad arm. They danced close. Claire laid her head on his shoulder. She said, we'll be there in 2 weeks. We'll get tired of this music. Major Melnick has secured us a grand hotel suite. We'll have our own terrace with a lovely ocean view. Claire nuzzled up. We'll go to Mass and observe all the saints' days. We'll be taller and better looking than everyone else, and they won't believe how well we speak Spanish. Dudley laughed. The hoi polloi will adore you. They'll call you La Gringa behind your back and wonder how this Mick Thug got so lucky. Don't deride yourself, dear. Never forget that I've civilized you more than you've corrupted me. It's a toss-up, isn't it? It's a determination that time and fate will reveal. Claire said, yes, darling, it is all of that. The dance floor was packed. Revelers bumped and tangled up their feet. Dudley swapped grins with his fellow policeman. There's Lieutenant Thad Brown. He's jawing with a high yellow songstress. There's ex-chief Davis, spiking the punch bowl. There's Captain Bill Parker and Kay Lake. They comprise a dashed romance. There's a full room between them. They shoot sparks across it nonetheless. Parker's a persistent burr in his tail. Miss Lake's comely, if fatuous. Parker's in uniform. Note his soggy blues and drooping gun belt. He's been clocking traffic grief in the rain. He's hiding out from his wife. He's here to ogle comely Kay Lake. Many men find La Lake brilliant and alluring. Parker surely does. He himself does not. She's a dilettante and a round-heeled police buff. She's non-conjugally shacked with surly officer Lee Blanchard. Parker is pious and dangerous. He may ascend to chief one day. Bill Parker. The Watanabe case. Roadblocks on his sprint post-Pearl Harbor. Fujio Shudo, the werewolf psychopath. He was Sergeant D.L. Smith's proffered slayer. Bill Parker worked for a true solve. Bill Parker failed. Hideo Ishida assisted Sergeant Smith. It cinched the whole deal. Claire swayed close. Dudley felt her tremors. She'd excuse herself soon. She'd retrieve her hypodermic. He steadied her. She steadied him. It was a new love affair and a most tender pact. His arm ached. He'd lost weight. The attack climaxed his post-Pearl Harbor sprint.